Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about how much influence Barack Obama may have in the Biden campaign this fall. The former president came out firing at Congressman John Lewis's funeral last week, suggesting that the Trump administration is racist and is abusing peaceful protesters. The racist thing bothered me. That kind of stuff does not help the country. In reply, Mr. Trump retweeted a charge that Mr. Obama is a, quote, pathological liar. Both men need to knock it off, with all due respect. Presidents of the United States have an obligation to keep it civil. It is now clear to me that Barack Obama will play a major behind-the-scenes role in the Biden campaign. Last time that didn't happen, because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama don't much like each other. However, Mr. Obama does like Joe Biden and despises Donald Trump, so do the math. The former president can help the former vice president by motivating black voters to show up. Mr. Biden on his own has some African-American appeal, as we saw in the South Carolina primary, but Barack could seal the deal. President Trump will seek to portray both men as incompetent, something he is fond of doing. In the end, it will not end nicely. Nothing in this campaign will be nice. Nothing. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.